for tools of the trade? I don't know.
Sure is. And we're back. We're back on the Reverb Buzz. We have covered reverb in the past, but in a more pedal-friendly digital realm, if you want to go analog with reverb, you have to actually create something that will vibrate, a tangible thing. And what has been really history has given us is spring reverb. Just like what is propping up this arm of this microphone at the moment. Traditionally, what's happened is reverb has been, it's called a reverb tank. So we're talking about the length of like your forearm and maybe even the width as well. And it has like three springs in it.
Is what this is inside on there? An amp?
Or yes, it is inside an amp.
Or is it like separate to it, like something you plug in?
You can get a reverb a unit if you put on top of an amp that doesn't have reverb. You can do that. A spring reverb system. This is Wikipedia now, just to give you the learnings. A spring reverb system uses a transducer at one end of a spring and a pickup at the other, similar to those used on plate reverbs, to create and capture vibrations within a metal spring. Apparently patented in 1939. By the Hammond Company. But what I will do first for you, ladies and gentlemen, is give you an idea of the different types of reverb in context with a spring reverb. So here are some reverb examples. I think the first one is just a large hall on some drums. This is clean. Here comes a large hall reverb. This is a small room. This is a spring reverb. Dig the wetness there. Very, very, very contextual. This is plate reverb. So a vibrating plate. But we are focusing on spring.
So let me get my head around this. So those drums are mic'd and running through
different reverbs. Yes,
an amp with a reverb box inside it.
That's correct. If you just entertain the idea, John, we're fortunate enough to have a Fender DeVille up at BFM at the moment, which is legendary for its spring reverb. So I will cruise around there at the moment and just slowly dial up. Some spring on the amp as we go, and then you can have a
listen. Whose amp is that, by the way? I haven't seen it before.
Not mine.
Where did you find it?
Mate, it's just kicking around. Maybe beeswax, mate. Maybe beeswax.
Just some stuff. Why do I want a spring reverb sound?
It's just very classic and very. It's not as empty as a room, so the springs give like I guess a lot more texture and a lot more vibration. You know, you hear that spring reverb when I was playing you before after the drum kicks. You don't just get the sound of a drum, you get the springs itself, you know. So here's dry. Trying to cut it off so you get that nice decay of the springs. But I guess a local band that probably does this best is definitely Echo O's. The guitarist for the Echo O's has a very beautiful surf sound, and they demonstrate it really, really well. So John, go ahead and hit the old button on there and let's listen to the Echo O's. Which track is this?
It's called Hot Pockets.
Hell yeah, listen to the springs. Thank you.
You're tuned into Tools of the Trade here on BFM, and Big Hungry is talking me through Spring Reverb.
That was the Echo O's, a song called Hot Pockets. If you want a masterclass in rad surf guitar tone, go ahead and catch the Echo O's, and you'll get the gist of Spring Reverb and a little analog delay in there as well. But John's found a nice little paragraph here that will explain maybe better than I did in that brief sentence how Spring Reverb actually works, and I'm just going to play over him in an annoying way.
For me, it's just getting my head around these things sometimes. I'll just crack straight into this. The actual operation of a spring reverb is simple. An audio signal is sent to one end of the spring for several springs by a transducer, and this creates waves that travel through the spring. At the other end of the spring, there is another transducer that converts some of the motion in the spring into an electrical signal, which is added to the dry sound. When a wave arrives at one end of the spring, part of the wave's energy is reflected and stays in the spring. It is these reflections that create the reverb characteristic sound.
Dropping mad knowledge there, John Boy.
Just helps me make sense of this crazy world of musical instruments.
I think the thing is with Spring Reverb is you got to remember when it was invented, there wasn't digital stuff, so you couldn't buy a pedal that would create reverb. So instead of playing in a big room and recording that, people needed a portable version of reverb. So this was sort of invented to mimic the decay of a sound in a space.
And it wasn't actually invented for guitars. It was invented for organs.
No, because it's just sound. So you, like now, they're mostly found in guitar amps because it's a traditional sound. But back in the day, they were on everything. Like a good example is dub songs. They're like a really on like a big snare, like a massive spring reverb box has that epic delay. Mm. One really, really rad thing that Spring Reverbs can do if you want to take it to the next level is you can actually rock your amp on stage and it does a massive big splash. So I might just do that with this one now.
That's not your amp. It
sounds really bad, doesn't it? But it's actually just the springs hitting the side of the box and making a really gnarly sound, or hitting each other. So it sounds worse than it is. You're hearing a lot of surf music. Lastly,
shall we play some Augustus Pablo? Is that kind of dubby and reverby?
I mean, we could. I've queued up. It might not be the right reverb on there, though. They might. Yeah. There's echo units and stuff. What I've queued up at an absolute hero of mine, a chap named Jim Campolongo. The song's called Finger Puppet. He plays a Fender Tweed reverb cranked and a Telecaster and just makes the instrument talk, and it's a beautiful thing. So I thought I'd play that for the people, John.
Okay.
Is that all right with you, mate?
That's good.
Spring Reverb. Traditional good times.